So we got a note from Kate, and she wanted to ask Bob, I heard someone talking about legs at a recent wine tasting, but I still don't quite get what you mean or why legs are significant, which is a loaded question, I would imagine. but let's talk about wine legs, the legs in wine. In the simplest of terms, what are the legs in a wine glass?
Let me say first, Kate, I agree with you, okay? I still don't get it. It's a question that is asked so frequently, and it's one of the least important metrics that we judge wine by. Basically, legs on the side of a glass, as you swirl the glass and then let the wine drip down, sheet down the side of the glass, is a measure of the alcohol level that's in the wine. It demonstrates the difference in evaporation rate between alcohol and water. Alcohol evaporates, I'm really geeky, alcohol evaporates at a lower temperature and quicker than does water. So wines with high alcohol will form these big legs that kind of drip down the side of the glass. A light wine will typically sheet down, all of it kind of go away at once down the side of a glass. So it's not really a measure of quality, it's more a measure of the amount of alcohol that's in there. And I think it's an overrated metric.
Okay. But it's still, I mean, at first glance, you kind of know, you could have a better idea what you're about to get yourself into, whether it could be a little bit of trouble or not trouble, right?
Yeah, you know, there are all sorts of double entendres that you can associate with talking about the legs on wine. It's one that I stay away from. I've learned a few things in my several decades. Yes.
What would you rather us focus on when we're looking at that wine in the glass?
Aromatics. Aromatics to me is 75% of the wine. I know that our real pleasure comes from the palate and the social lubricating effect that wine has, okay? But for me, my nose is, if I insured one thing, it would be my nose, because it's where I get my greatest discerning as well as my greatest pleasure. Your nose is such a fabulous sense with this enormous range of capability of discerning. The toughest part for us as wine lovers is applying an objective term to a subjective impression. And that is, if I said apple pie to you, you know, maybe your grandma always had cheddar cheese on it, so her apple pie smelled one way, and another one would be heavily citrus laced with, you know, orange slices or something like that. So get yourself a jargon. Learn some jargon terms on what objective term you can apply that we can establish a common jargon when we're tasting wine. But the nose knows.
We don't care about the legs.
Oh, I love legs.
I knew I was going to get one of them out of you.